Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right. So which way you want to go first? Do you want to go, wow, that was a horrible game by Tom Brady? Or do you want to go, hey, wow, what would Lamar Jackson look like in a Patriots uniform? Because in case anyone hasn't heard, you probably have heard that Tom Brady crapped the bed and got his ass handed to him in likely his final game in Tampa against the Cowboys, who looked dynamite. And boy, that Bucs defense was awful. And yet still, Todd Bowles keeps his head coaching job and Byron Leftwich got canned. And betonline.ag, which is an offshore wagering site, has posted the odds for where Lamar Jackson will land next. And at plus 400, I know, everyone, this has SMH written all over it. At plus 400, the Patriots are the favored landing spot just above the Jets at plus 450. Are we serious?
How?
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand why would anyone think that Lamar Jackson to the Patriots makes sense?
First of all, thinking that Lamar Jackson is not going to be a Raven is tough to wrap your head around that to make any sense of. Then to say the Ravens are going to trade him to the Patriots, who are then going to sign him to he wants a guaranteed $250 million contract. Does that seem like believable?
When the Patriots, as was outlined by Bill Belichick last week, are the 27th in cash spending over the last 3 years, they're going to give $250 million, an average annual value of somewhere between $40 and $50 million to Lamar Jackson after hemorrhaging 2 to 3 first round picks to a bitter conference rival.
And the bitter conference rival is going to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to give him to Bill Belichick and the Patriots. That's a good thing for business. That's a good thing for the fan base. Like, it just makes no sense to me. I would love, it would be so fun. You started the show talking about my rule of, you know, sports is entertainment first before we get to any of the other issues. Yes, I think Lamar Jackson in a red number 8 jersey running all over Gillette Stadium would be ridiculously enjoyable. I'm not sold you could win the Super Bowl with him. I still have my doubts about Lamar Jackson as a playoff quarterback and pocket passer and all those things.
Better passer than people give him credit for, but far from Mahomesian.
Right. And if that's good enough, and then building it around him, you know, what kind of, you know, there was always the theory that they went with the tight end heavy approach and the running game and everything to really build around Lamar. Are the Patriots going to do that? Would Billy O'Brien do that if we're playing, you know, multiple layers of this hypothetical offseason? Billy O'Brien comes. Now Billy O'Brien gets Lamar Jackson. How is Billy O'Brien going to use Lamar Jackson? He had Deshaun Watson. Like, is it the same thing? How does he transition? Although Deshaun Watson was a pinpoint passer at his best and Lamar Jackson is not. So it's fun to talk about. And I think that's where I think that's where Bet Online wants it. They set a line, they put the Patriots at the top of the list and everybody talks about it and they win.
It was a brilliant move by them. Even if they didn't think, or hadn't they not heard a single whisper about the Patriots being interested in Lamar Jackson or Lamar's camp saying that they've talked to the Pats or he would like to go play for the Patriots and respects Belichick. A brilliant move by them because it has set the dialogue around the city and gotten a bazillion clicks in the past 24 to 48 hours. So good by them. Would it be a ton of fun? Hell yes. Is he a better passer of the quarterback than people give him credit for? Sure. Injury prone, 11 games missed over the last 2 seasons. And on top of which, He doesn't show up because he protects the asset that is himself and that possible $250 million contract by not playing in the game against the Bengals, a game in which if he does play, if he takes the bad advice of Michael Vick and, quote, puts a brace on it, he might have been able to help them win that game. But at what expense? At what cost? So he was obviously looking to his future by not, you know, sacrificing for the now and helping the Ravens win that game. I also kind of do think that they would have won that game if he played because their defense balled out.
Yeah, it's just it's butterfly effect. I don't know how the game plays out differently.
Right.
Speaking of clicks, you mentioned that you Lamar got a bazillion clicks around here. You know who else gets a bazillion clicks is Tom Brady's new lady friend.
Is this confirmed now?
No.
So you're just operating under the same speculation I am, even though in one of her most recent posts, she was in, shall we say, Buccaneers red lingerie. And the location that she typed was Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, even more so than that, she pulled a Giselle last night and now has on her story, "I'm just sorry, but one guy cannot play for everyone on the field. TB, you did your best, like always, football, finger point, goat, but one piece of puzzle doesn't make a picture." Then there's a heart emoji. So that's her story right now on Instagram. And if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, it's Veronica Rajek. Is that how you say it? Rajek? Rajek?
A couple of Rajeks here on the podcast.
She's got a couple of somethings, and they're not Rajeks.
All right. What are we doing? What are we, podcasting in the 70s? Good Lord.
I'm just telling you.
All right. Fair enough. Yes.
She's not afraid to flaunt them. A quick skim of her Instagram.
Dare I say, neither would I. And she has admitted on another podcast before that they're all natural, and God bless her for it. That being said, I do not want to go down a greater cancellation hole. The point being, Tom can obviously take solace and comfort in the art.
24-36, too.
Oh, isn't wow. That like the That's perfect brick house. That's literally brick house.
125 pounds.
All right. What are we doing reading her bio? My gosh. Take a walk. Take a cold shower, would you?
Ooh, go, 5'11".
Have a go have a sandwich. Oh, 5'11", way too tall.
And I'm like 5'8". So I can
way too tall for you. Terp, it was at 33 minutes in the podcast.
I'm just telling you. She's an attractive young lady. How old is she?
All right. Anyway, Tom Brady will have to take comfort and solace in the arms
of... You want this
of
back on the rails?
His family, his parents, his sisters who greeted him as he came off the field for likely the final time in Tampa following a 31-14 defeat at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys. The final game, the wrap-up affair of Wild Card Weekend, Super Wild Card Weekend, if you will. Funny thing was, it wasn't that close at 31-14. I got to tell you, his supporting cast played like crap. His defense played like crap. Tom Brady kind of played like crap.
Okay. He played like crap.
Yeah. No, everyone did. No, I'm not giving anyone a pass on that team.
Yeah, they sucked. They sucked.
They were terrible. It was a jarring. Only Julio Jones acquitted himself well in a Tampa uniform in that Monday night affair, which was I think a lot of us were looking forward to that being like the game of Super Wild Card Weekend. And in fact, it was the worst game. We were just lacking the one descriptive. It was easily the worst game of Super Wild Card Weekend. And now Brady goes into his next free agency affair, coming off his worst playoff game, probably since the Ravens kicked the crap out of the Pats in January 2010. He's a free agent now. With speculation that he could go to the Raiders, maybe the Titans would be interested. Why San Francisco would want to move on from the Purdy one or not see what they have in Trey Lance so they could spend $50 million on Tom Brady is beyond me. But Andy, I'll ask you this straight up. If you were a QB needy team or you thought your roster was one quality starting quarterback away from getting to the playoffs, if not making a Super Bowl run, would you spend money on 46-year-old Tom Brady?
I probably would not. Watching that game, I thought he was putrid. I thought he was part of the problem. That interception he threw in the back of the end zone, I still don't really know what the hell he was doing.
2019 AFC Championship chills against Kansas City. They would have iced the game in the first half, and he threw one of those stupid end zone picks, Andy. Oh, it hurt so bad, as much as I love the man.
There were underthrows. There were happy feet. His best play of the night was when he actually pulled a Mahomes and like scrambled right and then did a little pitch to, I think it was Godwin in the flat, and he ran it up the sideline. Like, this is really hard for me because I just don't. Which team are we talking about? Like the 49ers? I don't want to upset, you know, the Purdy development. He's been really good. You still have Trey Lance, so I don't really know where that's going. To bring in a guy that I'm not 100% sold on. Like, this is the first time I think universally there's a lot of questions about his ability. There were some questions leaving New England, but they're louder now. This was not a good year for him. And it's hard to just say, oh, well, he had nothing. He still had Godwin and Evans. Like, he still had good weapons. And it was just...
He's got Gage and Julio Jones and Cade Otton, and he's got two good running backs.
They had no running game. They had no running game.
32nd ranked thing. I'm glad you pointed that out. Hey, everybody. Patriots, obviously, their running game disappeared. It completely Houdini'd in the second half of the season because the offensive line health and play went down the tubes as well. That was a horrendous offensive line for Tampa all year. They finished with the 32nd ranked rushing attack in the NFL this year. So Tom Brady's physical human limitations were exposed. Just because he's got the legend of pulling games out of his ass and making the impossible possible doesn't mean at the age of 46 he's going to be able to single-handedly win games. He's not Josh Allen. He's not Patrick Mahomes. Like, he just can't do it. It's asking and expecting too much of the great one.
Now, I would say one place where it would make sense is the place that you have talked about is Miami. Even though they're saying Tua is going to be fine, he's going to be ready to go, I think the GM Greer had a quote, something to the effect of, he's not going to be any more likely than anyone else to get a concussion next year. Okay, we can all believe your words when you say them. I don't know that we all believe that when we've seen what we've seen with Tua and the way his season played out. So if you're looking, you don't have another option. If Tua, you know what I mean? That's like a 1 year. They have the offense and the playmakers. They have the play caller.
Family's already in Florida. He's got Stephen Ross there. I see, that makes the, if he's going to play, that makes, they just invested all that money in the offensive line. They'll invest more for him. That makes all the sense in the world to me. If he insists on playing another year, because the Raiders don't have a great offensive line. They've got receivers. Now, he would have the comfort and familiarity of working with McDaniels, and maybe he can pull the retirement act Gronk out for one final Vegas show on the Strip. That would be a reality show in and of itself. Or maybe Gronk wants to go to Gronk, do another douchetastic Gronk Beach show. I don't know.
What are we doing?
I love Gronk, but come on, Gronk Beach, are you serious?
Douchetastic and say you love him.
Why? Why am I not allowed?
Okay. Well, you're a douche.
You're a douche. It. Yeah. You're the best, but you also suck. To me, it's Miami, Raiders, or nothing. You're not going to go to the Titans just so you can play with Vrabel, you know, hit Broadway, eat hot chicken, and record an album with Toby Keith. You're not going to go to San Francisco because they have a cheap alternative and they still have to figure out what they have in Trey Lance. It's Miami, it's the Raiders, or it's farewell. Personally, I almost kind of want to see him say farewell because, like,
well, now that I found out who his girlfriend is and who he's spending time with, this 26-year-old.
All right, we just paid off all the fines that we got for you talking about her 5 minutes ago. Come on,
why can't I talk about her? She's a model. She's an Instagram model. She's
a podcast.
She gives me her measurements like on her bio. She's quite proud.
Well, wouldn't you be if you were her in this?
Oh God, yeah. Use your assets to the best of your ability, baby.
Oh my God. Couple of assets on this show for sure. I think he should have retired after last season because he would have gone out having won a Super Bowl, tried to run it back, epic comeback in the playoffs. It falls just short. That would have been good. Look at the price he paid. Thanos meme. What did it cost you? Everything this year. 8-9. Now Brady gets laughing stock stuff, meme sent his way, you know, a little infamy, which he doesn't want, didn't need. But he's a brand, and he's also married to football and completely addicted to football and competition. So he's probably thinking, I need to go back out there and show everyone that I can come back and prove all the doubters wrong one more time as he continues to chase the end. And it makes me think, like his dad said, this part won't end well. It reminds me of the movie The Wrestler. Like, how many times are you going to get back in the ring before you risk something terrible happening, Tom?
It's sad. It is, but I think we all kind of thought there was a chance this would happen, and I think the chance only grew with the divorce, and it was sad to watch last night, not only because I had him in my daily fantasy pool thing that I'm doing, and he let me down significantly. They all did. Mike Evans, mm-hmm. that last drop on that potential touchdown, also let me down, you dink.
Andy, you need to know eventually they're all going to let you down.
I know, and I hate it.
Including the final ones who will let you down.
I'm sad.
Great note to end the podcast on. All right, we will come back in a couple days. We'll have some special guests to help us preview divisional round weekend. Further updates on the Patriots offensive coordinator situation. Maybe we'll talk about some potential targets for the Patriots. Not necessarily so much in the draft yet as potentially trade targets or some free agents we'll have our good eye on collectively. And
wait a minute, one last thing.
Yeah, sorry. What? What? I thought we were done. What
did you think of Dirty Brady trying to trip the guy?
Oh, I tweeted it out. I was like, this is an absolute guard. Like, how come he didn't?
This is the first time it's ever happened. He's been doing it for a decade and a half, and you idiots always let him get away with it.
Even like sliding in like foot up into the nuts of Ed Reed. He literally tried to slide tackle.
He's Ty Cobb. He is a dirty.
A racist?
No, not that part of Ty Cobb, but the dirty part of Ty Cobb that would come in cleats high and do whatever it took to get
right.
his bag.
And terrible. I literally tried. I tweeted out. I was like, wrong kind of football, Tom.
And how does
it's a soccer slide tackle, for Christ's sake?
I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, because not only is he the GOAT and he's like this sacred GOAT that nobody will criticize, but he's also under contract with Fox. But how do they just totally ignore it like it never happened?
I was stunned, honestly. ESPN didn't make a bigger deal out of it. Troy Aikman's not going to call him out because they're buddies and it's a fraternity. And Joe Buck, you know, if Joe Buck was going to say the most disgusting thing he ever saw was Randy Moss fake mooning the crowd at Lambeau, where's the whole like, oh, and here he is trying to undercut someone, he could break his ankles and end his career. That was kind of a dick move by Brady. It was a dirty move. Mac Jones would be run out of town and suspended a year if he tried to do it.
Yeah, and nothing kind of about it. It was a total dink move.
All right. Dink. At least we finally agreed on dink move as opposed to ending on Andy's sadness. Okay, you must be feeling better, and I hope you're feeling better, audience. Thanks for listening. This has been Six Rings and Football Things, presentation of WEEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. We'll be back soon. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining this growing, ridiculous, fun, and information-packed Patriots community. Until the next time, and as always, good day, God bless, and go Pats.
That Veronica Rajek is one piece of...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.